producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can be an irresponsible adult.
That's right. You're all over the place, sir.
Well, I have certain specifics, but then there are other things that are in the world that are worth our consideration. Jennifer Horn, my friend, on the Good Day program with you and our friend Kara. Everybody's friend. We have such a warmth here. Isn't it great? The science of warmth. How's everything going with you today so far? Can I bring in love and fulfillment for you in your life? Or should I talk about Donald Trump? Oh, I guess we can talk about it.
Yeah, why not? He fulfills me, actually.
Yes, he is good. He's fulfilling a lot of radio coffers. He hasn't had to use radio or TV. I say had to use. He hasn't chosen to use because he doesn't need, even though he has copious amounts of money, he doesn't need to because the media seems to love him. The news media is all over him. Every place he goes, he makes news. He's in this story and that story, front page of this newspaper, main story on that television program. So why spend any money?
There you go. He's getting what they call earned media, which is genius. And this is why he knows how to
do it.
Play the press, even though most of the press does not like him. A lot of the press doesn't want to see him be president. But he knows how to get those sound bites. And
free coverage.
He's taken what President Obama did in 2008, which was really at the time very state of the art. And he's used that and almost propelled it with his use of Twitter and social media. I mean, he really has done an excellent job of not spending a lot of money and getting tons of benefit.
He ranks fifth in total expenditure on the radio. The other people, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I like to talk about, in Shop Talk, I like to talk about what's going on in our medium, which is the radio medium. And so when you look around at who's been spending the money and how it, like Ted Cruz, for example, has spent seven times more on radio ads than Trump has. And that's because he needs to, because he's doing not so well, because he's a big phony baloney. You want to lose? Vote for Cruz! Anyway, I just thought it was interesting to note that he was spending seven times more than Trump, and Trump's getting seven times more exposure. The only kind of exposure he gets, deservedly so, in my opinion, has got... I would apply this to anybody. Like, I'm looking at this picture of the Kalamazoo shooter, and I've drawn some conclusions on this fellow based on how he looks.
Okay. What did you come up with?
And I'm pretty, well, look at his face.
This is unscientific, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. Well, it's my experience. I've talked to, you know, somebody asked me one day, and we actually went back. Bob went back and figured it out, I think, a couple of years ago. How many people have I interviewed over the course of the years I've been doing this program? And it came up to somewhere between 14,000 to 15,000 people.
Jeez.
And then take the number of callers over the years. I've stopped taking a lot of callers in the mornings here because I would rather, frankly, I don't mean this to sound, sorry folks, if this, don't take it the wrong way. I'd rather listen to Jennifer and Roberta.
Oh, no.
Give us their input than people, because they're, I know.
Say that.
Why?
I think it's because we don't want to interrupt people's time getting ready in the morning.
Oh, is that what we do? Oh, okay. Thank you. That's why we don't take as many calls as we used to. Once in a while, we find a good one. That's good. 888-302-3684.
Like anybody's going to call you now.
But frankly, well, I'm being honest about it. That's the way. If nothing else, you know that I'm always going to say what I think. And that sometimes gets in the way of my performance.
Of people's feelings.
Right. Well, listen, some of you are really smart. Some of you are good at putting your thoughts into words and using your brain and your mouth. Sometimes you're better, and that's why we've encouraged the use of social media, because oftentimes people, when they look at what they are saying or thinking, they do a better job. You know how your brain works. You say, okay, did I just say that? And you can't take it back. Whereas if you're writing something, you can edit it, or you can take it back, or you can think it through a little bit more. So that's why I said what I did, but don't take it the wrong way. Anyway, where was I? I was talking about Cruz and Rubio and how much money they're spending.
Right.
You know, who on the Democratic side, they're both spending a lot of money. Bernie Sanders doesn't like radio. Yeah. He likes TV. Hillary
but
likes
he's
the
spending
radio.
A lot of money, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's gaining it. Look at all the... Every well, time he comes across, he and Cruz... TedCruz.com!
I had heard
Bernie Sanders.com! Give us your money!
On the radio while I was tooling around about Bernie Sanders, that he's been raising so much money. But here's a surprise, because he's, you know, a socialist. He's also been spending a lot of money. So,
no.
Yeah. Wow. So he's actually having a hard time right now because he's raising so much, but every bit that he raises, he spends.
Right. That's appropriate.
Should be telling. You know, actually, we should be really fully allowed access into all of these campaigns, and that's how we should choose
what you just said
who to vote for.
Was the smartest thing anybody has said at all to date in this campaign, and it applies to every campaign. Look at how they run their own household, their own business, their own campaigns.
And then
that tells you who they are.
Right. So Trump's able to do this campaign and not charge us. I believe that. In fact, everything, you know, Trump did a rally the other day and a protester turned the lights off on him. Did you see that?
No.
It was some protester went and cut the cords for the lights. And so he's sitting there doing a rally in the dark. Mm-hmm. And they turn the lights
that's
back
effective.
On. He goes, no, turn them back off again. He goes, do you know how much money we just saved by having no electricity in
right.
there? And that resonates with someone like you, Dougie, and someone like me, who are small business people who go, yeah, maybe we could turn the lights off and save some money every once in a while.
Yep, I certainly do that. So very good. It's nice to have that up.
You know who raises a lot of money, too, and I don't see him spending a lot of it, is Ben Carson.
Is he?
Even though he's got, I mean, like, there's no chance at all.
Retirement income.
But he does still have a lot of support.
Yeah. All right. There's a station that will be dropping this program tomorrow, by the way, and the day after you'll hear Mandarin language programming on that station. All right. Okay, I just wanted to keep you up to date. That's what's that. The only thing that will compete with us is Mandarin.
You're like a human fortune cookie.
Right. Mandarin is a Chinese dialect, by the way, folks, in case you were wondering. 14 past the hour on Good Day. More on the Apple front and the media scare of the day. Up next here on Good Day.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only, so hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
It's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I with the moment of madness in the news media. The scare today comes courtesy of an overview of the consequences of greenhouse gases from those dastardly humans like you and me who are using our cars and we are consuming energy and we're worsening the condition on the planet. You were talking about the lights going out at the rally. There's the way to save the planet. Because according to this study that's out today, the worsening of tidal flooding along our coastal communities is a consequence of us and our emissions from the burning of fossil fuels. So the oceans are rising at the fastest rate since the founding of ancient Rome. I didn't realize they were measuring the waters back then. Well, they can do that study. I mean, I'm being a little bit facetious because I think so much of this is just a pandering and a way to get people to spend money on stuff. By the way, some of the best stocks around are investments in solar and wind and new energy. And there's a fabulous way. Those of you who consider yourself conscious, whether you're doing this in your 401ks or not, there are many really good companies that are so-called green companies that are worth investing. Even though you hear me mock a lot the thinking, I'm mocking the news media's obsession with this and some politicians' obsession with it. Are we going through global warming? Yeah. Is climate change a factor? Of course it is. Are we responsible? Yeah, to a point. But as a student of the history of the planet, you can go back a long ways, and I've said this probably at some point almost every day for a while now, because it's true. The floods, and maybe because there was so much attention this weekend to that Fiji storm, 200-mile-an-hour winds, never on record, which is the key phrase here, has there been a wind and rainstorm that was as bad as the typhoon that hit Fiji or the Fiji Islands. Okay, having said that, you think in the history of the planet there's never been anything like that? That's nonsense. This planet was whipped by unbelievable forces of nature. The planet was covered with cyclonic activity that makes this stuff look like a breeze over its course. And I'm talking about hundreds of millions of years ago, when the planet was a wasteland. This planet didn't always have life on it at all. Far from that, frankly.
Where were we living? Were we like on Pluto at that time?
No, I think we were further out than that. No, okay. We were further out than that. That reminds me, yesterday I was talking about this fellow who's running, who's the pilot of the space probe that's going out to the asteroid at the end of the year. Remember I talked about that yesterday?
Yeah.
We're actually going to have him on later this week.
Cool.
To talk about something that will actually be a great
archive. Make your
archive.
Brain hurt?
Yeah, well, it does make your brain hurt. For those of you who didn't hear the conversation, this fellow I met the other day is working for Lockheed Martin, contracting for NASA. They're spending $1 billion, and this is, for me, an appropriate use of our money, to go out into space to find an asteroid that has been circling in the solar system for since the beginning of time. They've located, but they've never seen the thing. It's how good the technology is. He's going to man, as the pilot, this equipment that will go out. It'll take 2 years to find the asteroid. They'll land on it. They're going to take samples of what's on it, bring it back here, and try to figure out more about where we came from, what the origins of the planet are, and how we can deal with things like climate change, which is part of what this planet's been going through since forever. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Knock, knock. Anybody there? All right, time for the winners to assemble. Win! 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 The My Three Songs Contest, 888-302-3684. You're going to win a copy.
An oppie! Woo-woo!
Life is good when you do the work. Life is good. I'd like to think that I was the number one proponent of that sort of thing. So let's see if we can make your life better. And it's satisfying, even if you don't win anything, kind of satisfying to figure things out. I just think we don't have to always bribe people. I just like promoting this book because I think it's a great book. Anyway, the three songs that we have here, different artists, there is one thing that they have in common. Sometimes you have to listen to what Jennifer and I have to say about the songs. Sometimes you got to be focused on the lyric line of the songs. But no matter what, if you focus, put that brain. This is like doing a crossword puzzle. Good for your brain. So when you figure it out, 888-302, Doug, first song is by U2.
I stopped outside a church house where the citizens like to sit. They say they want the kingdom, but they don't want God in it. I went out riding down that old lane.
If you're listening to this voice, they can enter this sound like anybody on YouTube. I know you are correct. Follow your instincts. Who you think this is who it is. Crank it up, Kara. I see right here. You're all excited.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is called A Wanderer. Final track on an experimental album called Zooropa from 1993. One of the few U2 songs that doesn't feature Mr. Bono on lead vocals. So you got to figure out who it is, and then you'll have figured out pretty much what the next song and the next song have in common. Here's Ray Charles, song number two, Crazy Old Soldier.
I'm like a crazy old soldier fighting the war all my own.
This is an album of duets featuring collaborations with great country artists. The song Crazy Old Soldier, Ray Charles. 1984 is the year for this. Crank it up a little bit more, Kevin.
You think I
not give up.
I like this.
Yeah.
As many times as I've been.
See, that voice sounds a lot like the lead singer of the last song, doesn't it?
It really does, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, amazing.
But like
all right, well, maybe we can make this work for the third song. This is a tune called Redemption by Joe Strummer.
Redemption song.
I think I got it.
Really?
Redemption song.
Apparently a few listeners have as well.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery.
All right. Joe and his partner on this song. This is actually the last, I believe, the last song that the major, the principal voice here has. This goes back 2003, and then he passed away. This song was a Bob Marley song in the 80s. Covered by lots of artists like Stevie Wonder, Manfred Mann, and the like. All right, so let's see what we got cooking here. 888-302-3684. Let's see. Bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum. You know what? I'm going to go to Jimmy because we're going to celebrate. Jimmy, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm going to celebrate you because I believe next week is the last week we're going to be on that station. It's going to, this program is going to be replaced by something that has a more conservative bent to it, according to the management. So I say goodbye. I say hello and goodbye to you in a loving way. What do these songs have in common?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Woo,
yes.
Smart guy.
Yep, right. And who would have thought, I didn't remember this was a mainstay of his work. He did like to collaborate with other people, and people loved working with him because he was such a pro. You a fan, Jimmy, of Johnny Cash?
Nah, I've heard a lot of the songs, but not a big fan of it.
No, all right, but you figured it out anyway, and that's a good thing. Hold on a sec, we'll send you one of these books, Life is Good, when you do the work. Thanks, sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, we all like to leave with them because we don't want to leave home without them. It's always a good idea to check with your veterinarian before going on a vacation. Make sure you have a health certificate listing the latest shots and copies of any prescriptions your pet is taking. If you're not sure that your pet's regular brand of food will be available, bring enough with you. That goes for kitty litter as well. If you're traveling by car or RV, it's important to get your pet desensitized to the vehicle. Make sure your pet is secure using a carrier or a doggy seatbelt and keep the noses inside. People don't realize that when the dog sticks his nose out of a car window, debris, eye infections, a lot of things can take place. It's always a good idea to bring a blanket and some dirty toys with you. A recent photo, a written description, and microchip and pet ID is really, really critical. Take them with you. It's fun to vacation with your pets. Just take the precautions necessary before you leave, like a trip to the veterinarian, and carry those extra prescriptions. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now. Then enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sometimes you just wait around, and when the silence hits, you realize it's time for you to go. 34 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jennifer Horn. Dougie lurking around somewhere. You know, it could be, I could blame his new diet. He just made an admission off the air that he has switched up his diet, and that's caused him a little stomach issue, a little tummy trouble. And I asked, I said, you know, Dougie, what did you do to change your diet up? And he said, well, I eliminated carbs. All I did was eat fruits and vegetables yesterday. And I laughed. I said, well, aren't those carbs? He said, yeah, but I'm not eating bread. So apparently he's given up starch. I don't know. He'll be back with us soon. In the meantime, go to the website, DougSteffens.com. Lots of good stuff going up there today. We're talking a lot about Kesha and her producer, Dr. Luke. Our poll today is, whose side are you on in what is turning out to be a fiasco? You can vote for Kesha, Dr. Luke, I don't know, I don't care. And my favorite answer, I don't know who Kesha and Dr. Luke are. If you missed the story, it's up on our trending box at Good Day Show or DougSteffens.com. Dr. Luke is a producer that's associated with Sony Music. Kesha is a pop star who's had a couple of hits and signed a record deal very early on in her life. She's now in her 20s, and she's saying that Dr. Luke was her producer at Sony and that he sexually abused and raped her. Welcome back, Dougie. Going through some of the stories at DougSteffens.com.
Yes.
They just had a court battle. We're talking about Dr. Luke and Kesha. They just had this court battle this week where Kesha tried to separate herself from Sony Music. That didn't work out. The judge said, you can't separate yourself from Sony. You don't have to work with this guy, Dr. Luke, anymore. Dr. Luke finally coming out on Twitter and on social media saying that these sexual assault allegations are not true. He even equated himself to what happened to the University of Virginia. Remember when they were accused of having a lot of sexual wrongdoing? doing, and then they were showed to be all in the clear. So Dr. Luke says, hey, look, I'm the victim here. I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the poll today. Let us know who you are, what side you believe.
Which side are you on? Kesha's, Dr. Luke's, I don't know. I don't care.
Who
I don't know
they?
Who Dr. Luke
That's
and Kesha
I just
are.
Explained. For anybody voting in that category,
care.
I had to explain this.
Good for you. Nice job, Jennifer. This is a good day program. 36 minutes.
I also speculated you could have been missing because of your changes to your diet. Which I explained.
I think that was probably an accurate assertion.
I knew I could trust you to
keep things going while I was
just have a vibe about
keeping
you.
Things going, as it were. Speaking of keeping things going, we'll have our television report in a matter of moments. Jennifer and I will see if we can figure out between. We'll dicker for time. How's that? We'll try to figure out who gets the most time. The Apple versus the FBI item. Which is prominent in many different circles still because there is disagreement. It's healthy disagreement. It's a healthy discussion to have. Very important for us in my world. I think we need to have more freedoms and we need to have less government. And I make that pretty clear, and that's how I come down. I'm very consistent when it comes to this sort of thing. I understand what the FBI is saying, even though I don't think they're telling you the truth. I understand what their point is, and I understand Apple's point. And there have been lots and lots of hours spent discussing this. Here's a talk radio caller who believes Apple ought not to give in to the court order, pretty much the same as I do.
I do not believe that Apple should budge one inch on this. Our privacy is the most important thing in the world. And if you go out on the Internet, you can read stories from countless news outlets in this country and around the world about what our government has been doing to spy on all of us. Remember that little data collection center down there in Utah? I mean, come on, people. Talk to your kids. See, ask them this question because they have been programmed by the education system in this country to just hand over everything. They have no understanding of what it means to have a private life, to keep things that are that sensitive information and important about them to their self. And I'll just sum it up this way, and I know this is probably not going to sound nice, but I'd rather take my chances with the terrorists from the Mideast than the terrorists from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
This is a strong statement. What do you think of that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter. Emily writes, I'm sorry for the victims in San Bernardino and their families, but Apple needs to fight this as long as they can. Creating this software would not only allow the FBI to unlock any phone, would open a backdoor into Apple devices that anyone could exploit. If the FBI hadn't been stupid and changed the Apple ID password, they would already have the information they wanted. Emily writes that. Ron writes and tweets, we're talking about the privacy interests of everyone and anyone who owns a smartphone, a desktop computer, a laptop computer, any device that can be secured and is information encrypted. If the government wants to break into a phone or other device, I say let them try with their own tools and methods.
Well, that's another question, is why the FBI can't do this on their own. It's an excuse for them just to get
this
into
is posturing.
Apple.
That's exactly what it is.
I feel like we are all victims of this on both sides. I think Apple's totally using this to their benefits. Because
of course
they are. Well, what do young people want more than anything else? They
privacy.
Want their privacy.
Yep.
Ed Snowden led a movement. This is part of the millennial outcry with Bernie Sanders. And, you know, I mean, it's you want to get away from that government. There's a major distrust of government.
Mm-hmm.
But
yet most of the millennials don't understand how government works because they're in civics classes. They don't understand.
Right.
They haven't got a clue.
But, I mean, Apple's doing themselves a lot of favors by you know, at least pretending to be upset and up in arms about this.
Uh-huh.
And then the FBI also using the victims of this to try to get stuff that will help them down the road solve cases or spy on us or whatever their motivations are. It just seems like both sides have a lot to gain, and I think we get left behind, as usual, here in the middle somewhere.
Yep, you're right about that. Okay, people in the news. Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, was forced, horror, to give a deposition and a lawsuit. This is a big story in Massachusetts because they live on a farm in Amherst, Massachusetts. And so they go to the Springfield court. That's where this took place yesterday. So all the news, every Boston news station is out there. Their cameras are filming away, talking to people on the street. What do you think about Bill Cosby? Huh? Someone, huh? He's here?
Huh?
What?
He's here?
Yeah. Anyway, so she stood by him publicly in this circumstance.
Oh, you know he ate it at home, though.
She looks like she's still pretty much in charge.
Yep.
She was his business manager, knew everything going on in his life. She knew he was fooling around.
I'm sure they had an agreement.
Yeah, they have an arrangement. So anyway, her lawyers met with lawyers for the seven women who are suing her husband. A lawyer for the woman named Joseph Camerata said she spent about 2.5 hours answering questions. The rest of the time was back and forth between lawyers on what she could or couldn't answer. So they spent about seven and eight hours in the courtroom, and only 2.5 hours was she answering questions. The rest of it was all posturing on the part of the lawyers. The Cosbys are claiming their reputations were damaged, and so are the other people. So both sides claim their reputations are at stake here. I don't know. They are and they aren't. I mean, this is a long time ago. Come on.
Well, I think it's fair to say that Bill Cosby's reputation is damaged.
He's done.
Irreparably.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're not going to change that. As far as the women are concerned, what I believe in this circumstance, the course of action is to get, he's got a lot of money. He's worth between $300 and $400 million. So you sue him in civil court and you get a settlement and then you take your money. You're not going to fix the problem because he is never going to admit that he was wrong. His wife's not going to do anything that incriminates him. So why not do something that's practical, useful, and helpful?
Take
sue him and get his money. Otherwise,
many times that hurts people worse.
Yeah,
actually.
Right. Exactly. So that's the way to fix. That's the way I'd be approaching it were it to be me. Yeah, but then it's not me, it's them. But I'd like to find a practical solution. Speaking of things that are practical, how is your face looking today? How are you feeling today about your face? How about using Genucel as a way to simply get rid of the bags and the puffiness around your eyes, the lines around your eyes that you found distracting over the past 4 or 5 years? Maybe it's been longer than that. There is a formula here. The therapy includes advanced peptides. Now, you probably don't want to know. You don't need to know about that. You don't care. I just want to know that it works and it's not going to hurt me. It's going to help you because it's all natural. No pharmaceutical preservatives at all. Genucel presents you with immediate, amazing results. It sounds almost too good to be true, but I've been talking about this for 2-3 years. This product has been on this program. Genucel works. I use it. Jennifer uses it. You got nothing to lose except the lines, puffiness. It sucks the water out of the bags. That's what the parabens, the things that are in this, peptides, I mean, they soak up the water that's under the skin. And then you have all kinds of other ways, products from Chamonix that will make your eyes look as sparkling as possible, make you feel good because you're looking attractive, and people are acknowledging it. 800-543-9262. Call in the next 20 minutes, and you'll get a free coupon worth 50% off anything that you buy in the Chamonix catalog. So how about this? You get double your order. Call 800-543-9262. Share all your Genucel products with the people you live with. And then you're going to also, besides getting the 60-day money-back guarantee, you get a coupon for 50% off anything they have in their catalog. 800-543-9260. Come on. Don't wait another second. Get on the phone right now and do yourself a favor and double your order. Limited time offer, 800-543-9262 to make your eyes glow.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Don't you love the theme from The X-Files? Doesn't it really musically tell you what the show is all about,
Of
you who are fans?
100%.
There's an article focusing on an interview with Chris Carter, the creator of The X-Files, in the New York Times today. He has surprised viewers by wrapping up the show's highly rated six-episode miniseason with a cliffhanger because he knows they're going to be back.
It's
because the
up.
Ratings have been astronomical. Fox is thrilled. It was always like a 24 revival. So
yeah.
This is
and
back
to... You know what's
to,
cool about it? I've been watching... I didn't watch last night's episode yet.
I actually watched a little
spoilers.
Bit. Yeah.
But what I love about this reboot is that they seem to be having more fun with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
if
their chemistry...
She always looks so serious, don't you think?
I know. But, you know, in the early episodes, I always felt like they were uncomfortable with each other. I mean, towards the end...
You mean
they
personally or some,
yeah,
on the show?
Yeah, chemistry.
Yeah.
On the show. I mean, they had chemistry, but I felt like it got better towards the end. But now, you can tell they're just having fun. Like, both of them mm-hmm. have done their own projects. They're back together. And you can just... I don't know. The topics are more
this
fun.
This is their... Everybody's got their thing. Like, this program is my epitaph as far as my radio career. Those guys, they can be in all kinds of different things. Duchovny was Californication. And, you know, okay, so that highlighted his career. And there have been other things. But this is the show that marks their career.
And for the Fox, I mean, for Fox, this is the show, 24 and X-Files, the show that built Fox. I mean, for sure.
Right, yep. So anyway, yesterday, David Duchovny tweeted... We're on, the truth is on hiatus, which once again suggests they'll be back. As a matter of fact,
coming back.
I heard that they were working already on that Carter has been told by Fox to come up with 12 more episodes, 12 more scripts.
So this was just a six-episode little teaser.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
put our feet
a little
in
more will be fun.
Cursing on regular cable TV, I was noticing this last night as I was watching The Closer. Mm-hmm. Which is actually quite, well, it isn't called a closer anymore. It's called Major Crimes, but it's a closer. And they've been on now for 10 years. Kara Sedgwick had it on, but she was star for 8 years, and they've kept going with Mary McDonald. It's quite a good show, but it's set up with all these, there's an ensemble group, Tony Dennison and G. Baxter, what's the name, G.B. Baxter, I think that's his character's name. That's his name, I forget the character's name is. They are very solid. Very sturdy. It's a very good program.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed something last night I hadn't noticed before. There's a lot of stuff that you can't get away with on regular commercial TV. It's a cable offering from USA. It's USA Network, I believe.
Lots of little cuss
BS,
words,
right, exactly. And by the way, if you watch the OJ versus the People on the FX channel, same thing. Marcia Clark, or her character, whoever's playing that.
Tough.
Uttered MF you know what on, and they're not hacking that out. I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, TV is a whole different frontier.
Oh, yeah. It's
never been that way back, you know, before the cable networks. All right. Speaking of how TV used to be, one of my favorite shows to watch, I think even in reruns, I don't even know if I watched it live, was One Day at a Time. Remember that show? Valerie Bertinelli?
Yep, that was a good show.
Loved that show. Well, now they're doing a reboot of this show on Netflix. It's a remake, and it's going to feature Hispanic family. They found a lead. Justina Machado will be the lead. She was on ER. She was on 6 Feet Under. She's been cast in Netflix Latino family remake of Norman Lear's classic sitcom. It's going to be a 13-episode series from Sony Pictures, and it'll co-star Rita Moreno.
Huh.
Now, the lip sync battles, so popular.
Good show.
Oh my gosh. People are watching these online. They're watching them on TV. Very unexpected TV hit. It's low budget. But now kids are going to get their own version. Kid lip sync battle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good news. Thank you, Jennifer.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
At 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day to Jennifer Horn, who with me will struggle through what's cooking.
We're not struggling, Dougie. We're playing Bananarama because guess what today is?
Today's Banana Day.
It's National Banana Bread Day.
Really?
Not just any banana. Banana bread.
Banana bread. I love just saying Bananarama. Just
Bananarama.
So fun. Bananarama. All right. Google is going to take on Amazon with a grocery delivery service. Talk about that in a moment. Plus the Year of the Dragon and what that means to your favorite Chinese restaurant. And Jennifer has big news.
Big snooze.
Big. No snoozing. You lose if you snooze. News up next here on Good Day from Foodland.
Cell phones, tablets, and PCs are practically lifelines, especially if you use them for business. Tech expert Russ Frushtick is here with some tips on how small businesses and the rest of us can prevent tech troubles and get quick repairs.
Don't skimp on cases or storage devices that protect phones, tablets, and computers, and consider insurance for repairs or replacement. Keep your software up to date and back up data either in the cloud or on actual hard drives.
What if the devices get damaged or just stop working right?
Glitchy cell phones, tablets, and computers can really hit the bottom line. The new Next Day Guarantee from Staples Tech Services keeps small businesses running smoothly with tech services delivered fast, done right, guaranteed. That means PCs brought into Staples stores by noon will be serviced by 5 p.m. the next day, or the repairs are free. Some exclusions apply. Staples Tech Services also offer mobile phone and tablet repair in select Staples stores, including cracked screens, poor batteries, broken home buttons, and more.
For more information, visit staples.com/tech services.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Nucor 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, loan availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Okay, so Google Express launched a couple of years ago by offering non-perishable goods for sale. They're expanding the fresh items in Los Angeles and San Francisco this week. Google has not revealed when the food comes in. This is a whole big deal. They've done it in the UK, but they haven't done it here. So is this is Amazon not doing fresh milk and eggs and other
fresh
things?
Sure they are. Yeah. In fact, I use it. Amazon Fresh is the service.
Really?
And it's available in a few cities. L.A. is one of them. Uh-huh. So I use the
service. So Google's going to compete directly with them.
Google's going to compete with them. It works out so well, Dougie. I cannot even tell you how awesome the service is. I can go online right now to Amazon Fresh.
Yeah.
I can put in whatever I want, bananas, milk, cheese, whatever it is. And tonight, it will be on my doorstep.
Wow.
Or tomorrow or the next day. And you can do two types of deliveries. You can either do unattended, where they just leave the stuff on your doorstep, or you can have attended delivery as well.
Huh. Wow, that's fascinating. I didn't know that.
Easy to use. The website, they have, like, prior lists. So if you buy the same items, you can just go to your old list that you've purchased before. Huh. Really pretty cool.
All right. What else do you have that's cool?
All right, Ruffles have ridges. Remember that commercial?
Yes, they do.
Ruffles All Dressed returns permanently to store shelves in the U.S. This is kind of a hard-to-pin-down flavor. It started in Canada, it crossed into the U.S., and it was this combination of salty, sweet, and savory. It's now going to be a permanent addition to the Ruffles lineup. You can get a bag for just about $4.29, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of expensive, but that's why I guess it's so fancy. Also in the snack news department, if Doritos are your favorite chips, you'll be happy to know that you can get them now in a variety of shapes and flavors all in one bag. Frito-Lay has launched the new Doritos mix. It has cheese explosion and taco explosion, and each features four different flavors and shapes of Doritos tortilla chips. The cheese explosion bag, I think your personal favorite, Dougie, will include nacho cheese, because it's nacho cheese, four cheese, jumpin' jack cheese, and spicy nacho, while the taco explosion, I think I've had one of those after eating a Taco Bell, is spicy nacho, sour cream, taco, and salsa. You can pick those up right now on retail shelves. And big problems, if you're into Parmesan cheese, most Parmesan cheese on the shelves right now contains wood pulp.
Yay!
So be careful what you buy.
It's like Kraft American cheese, neither American nor cheese. Let's hear it for wood pulp in your cheese. Yum! 59 after on Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.